Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. Today I want to talk about how can ordinary people help you find your zone of genius. So again, me and the wife were watching a movie this weekend. It was The Darkest Hour. Now, I don't know about you, but I barely remember my history classes from high school, and we certainly did not learn anything about other countries' history when it came to World War II. But this movie is about Winston Churchill and how he became prime minister and what he had to deal with. One of the things about this is that he was set up to fail. Now, based what I learned in the movie, he wasn't a great leader, but he was a great orator or speaker and communicator. There was another movie that we saw a while ago that gave a little perspective that we did not understand, and it actually showed up in this movie too. It was called Dunkirk. I'll talk about that in a little bit. But when he came in, things were really starting to break bad. One of the things that happened is all of the British troops were basically pinned against a beach in Dunkirk, and he had to try to get them out. And he was trying to do this militarily, but other parts of his government wanted to basically surrender. They wanted to negotiate with the Nazis through Mussolini in Italy. And he was torn. So what he did is, at one point, he jumped out of his car, went down into the train station, and got on a train, and basically met with the people who were there in the city of London and asked their opinions. And when he asked them what he should do, they all said, fight. Fight to the end. Never give up. And so he took that and used it in his closing speech, which was just amazing. So that's what I want to talk about. How can ordinary people help you find your zone of genius? Well, there are five things that I want to discuss here. And those are, number one, know your strengths. Number two, know your weaknesses. Number three, take counsel. Number four, ask for help. And number five, be alive and thrive. First, know your strengths. He was a great orator and an excellent speechwriter. And one of the characters in this movie was a woman who came in and basically had to type up all his speeches. And the first scene, she was just taken aback at the way he was. He was rude and crude and mean. But eventually she stuck with it. And he knew his strengths. He knew that he could get good speeches out, but he couldn't type them. So he had to get somebody to come in and help him. The other thing you have to know is your weaknesses. Now, he was a heavy drinker. He was not very personable in any way, shape, or form. But he knew his weaknesses. He knew he needed people there to support him. Number three, he took counsel. He met with the king. The king said, every single Monday, we're going to have lunch. But not only that, he met with the queen. Not the Queen of England, his queen, his wife. He asked for her advice, and he got it. He was deeply in love with her, and it showed. But he knew that she knew him better than anybody else. The next thing is you have to ask for help. At one point in the movie, he got on the phone and talked to FDR, the American president. And he said, sir, we need your help. We need to purchase things. We need to do something. And FDR said, we can't help you because we're in a neutrality agreement. We can't do anything. He says, but if you want to get the planes that you purchased, you could walk them across the border into Canada and get them that way. He tried. He also knew that the only way he was going to save his soldiers in Dunkirk was not through military action. So what he did was ask for help from civilians in boats to go across the English Channel and bring back 300,000 troops from France to keep them alive. And they did. And the last thing you have to do is be alive and thrive. You have to have confidence in the fact that you know the outcome, that you're going to be positive, that you know exactly what you're doing is the right thing, and give it your best. So those are the five things that you can do. Know your strengths, know your weaknesses, take counsel, ask for help, and be alive and thrive. So to build on this a little bit, I want to talk about a book called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. Now, I'm sure you've probably seen the four quadrant boxes with urgent, important, not important, that kind of thing. That's Eisenhower's principle. This is very similar to this. He breaks it down into four sections. The first one is the zone of incompetence. In this zone, you're engaging in something that you just don't understand or are not good at. An example for me would be cars. I suck at motors. I know nothing about them. I know how to put gas in and take them in to get the oil changed. And the other thing where I'm kind of incompetent is writing. I suck at it. So I hire somebody to help me. And by doing that, that makes me better. And I don't have to worry about that. The goal here is if you don't do it well, get rid of it. The second one is the zone of competence. In this zone, you're efficient at it, but you recognize that many other people can do it too, and it doesn't really make you stand out or distinguish you in any way. So this is something, again, that you want to get other people to help you with. In my case, it's graphics. I'm not a great graphic designer. I can do it, but I'm better off paying other people to do it. Writing is another good example. There are other people out there who can write better than I can, so I hire them. The third zone is the zone of excellence. In this zone, you're doing something that you are tremendously skilled at. Often in this zone, you can achieve excellence. And this is something that over time, you achieve a level of expertise at. One of those things is audio editing. I am good at this. I can edit like nobody's business. So I'm really good at that. But again, by doing it, it holds me back. I'm sure that I could find somebody else who can do it just as good or maybe just as good and still get fantastic results. Now we get to the zone of genius. In this zone, you capitalize on the natural abilities which to you are innate. That means that you are doing something that has ceaseless inspiration, that gives you the opportunity to soar above the crowds. It's the place where you're at your best, where you exceed what other people can do. And that's where you've got to spend the vast majority of your time focusing, because if you're incompetent at it, get somebody else to do it. If you're competent, you can always find somebody else to do it. If you're in the zone of excellence, you should only be doing that if it brings you joy and pleasure. And the thing you need to focus on is the one thing that makes you stand out from the crowds. That is your zone of genius. How did Winston Churchill find that? He went out to this train and had a talk with the people, and they told him what his zone of genius was. So by being alive and thriving and living it, he ended up winning the war. Now, one final scene from this movie, which I will never forget, is he gave a victory sign, but he turned his hand around. And his typist told him, if you do it this way, it means victory. But when you turn your hand around, it means up your arse. So hey, if you're digging these tips, do me a favor, go to iTunes and leave us a review. If you'd like to learn more, check out my weekly LinkedIn tips webinar at liforsales.com. There you'll find three great tips in 30 minutes. Go to li4sales.com.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.